أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويوم يحشرهم جميعا يا معشر الجن قد استكثرتم من الإنس وقال أولياؤهم من الإنس ربنا استمتع بعضنا ببعض وبلغنا أجلنا الذي أجلت لنا. قال النار مثواكم خالدين فيها إلا ما شاء الله إن ربك حكيم عليم. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 129 of Surah Al-An'am. Some ayahs before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about shaitan influence upon man and how there is this affinity between the shayateen al-ins wal-jinn, the shaitan of man and the shaitan amongst the jinn. Here in this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's resurrection of all insan and jinnat, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's address to them. Allah says, وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather them all. يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ. Allah ta'ala will first address the assembly of jinnat, and that will be that assembly of jinnat who had been disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who had infiltrated the hearts of man, whispered into man, and this will be the army of Iblis. قَدْ اسْتَكْثَرْتُمْ مِنَ الْإِنْسِ. Certainly you had made many of mankind subservient to you. In other words, you infiltrated them, you whispered, you influenced them. Of course, this was what Shaitan had promised he would do after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had accursed him. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's question to them will be obviously the question of doing wrong, misdeed, ill, deviating mankind, and all of that will be a great, or has been a great injustice, and for that they would have to pay. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak about the response of the shayateenul jinns, the shayateen amongst the jinn. Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالَ أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمْ مِنَ الْإِنْسِ, that their awliya, their bosom friends from amongst insan will say to Allah Ta'ala, رَبَّنَا اسْتَمْتَعَ بَعْضُنَا بِبَعْضِ. O Allah, some of us had derived benefit from others. How did insan derive benefit from jinn? That jinn began to decorate and adorn the actions of man. And then man went to that extent where he had left Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he had forsaken Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he began to worship everyone besides Allah ta'ala, things besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that way, that adornment was one kind of a temporary benefit that man had acquired from the jinn, from the shayateen. And on the other side, the shayateen were being worshipped by insan, by man, in different ways, in various ways. We find that even in the time before Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are narrations that a traveler will travel, he will come to a valley, he'll disembark from his animal. He will also be afraid of the jinn, and he will also make dua, and he will seek, Allahumma inni a'udhu bi sayyidi hadhal wa'di. Oh, I seek protection from the leaders of this wadi, of this valley. And in that way, they would seek protection also from the shayateenul jinns. And in that way, they will ask the protection of the leaders of the jinn. and of course then worshipping anyone and anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually tantamount to worshipping the jinn. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, وَبَلَغْنَا أَجَلَنَا الَّذِي أَجَّلْتَ لَنَا, that we derive benefit from each other and then we continued our life, and then the ajal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we had reached. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had fixed upon mankind, one is the ajal of death, that the life, the time of this life has his fixed time, and one is the ajal of the day of Qiyamah, that is also to come, and hence in this way, we have reached the two appointed times, the time of death, the time of Qiyamah, and we had wasted our life in pursuit of shaitan, in worshipping shaitan, in allowing ourselves to be influenced from shaitan. قَالَ النَّارُ مَثْوَاكُمْ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's response, either directly or Allah ta'ala's response via the malaika, النَّارُ مَثْوَاكُمْ, the fire of Jahannam will be your abode. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, you will remain in it forever. إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ, except that whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires. Here the ulama have expressed that those who had left this world on the kalima la ilaha illallah, they were influenced by shaitan, they will not remain in the fire of Jahannam forever, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will have them removed. Inna rabbaka hakeemun alim, certainly your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hakeem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise in whatever Allah ta'ala had planned, and together with that alim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows well the deeds of man, and Allah ta'ala will then reward, or Allah ta'ala will punish according to how man had practiced and brought to Allah ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.